for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King. With the partial government shutdown in its third week, President Trump says he'd be justified if he used his executive authority to declare a national emergency and build a wall.
We have a crisis at the border of drugs, of human beings being trafficked all over the world. They're coming through. And we have an absolute crisis and of criminals and gang members coming through. It is national security. It's a national emergency.
The president returning to the White House after tweeting that the talks to reopen the government were productive, but there's still no agreement. House Armed Services Committee Chairman Adam Smith says the executive power has been used to build military facilities in Iraq and Afghanistan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Top White House aides say U.S. troops won't leave northeastern Syria until the Islamic State is defeated and allies are protected. That means a pause to a withdrawal, which was initially thought to have been completed within a few weeks. National Security Advisor John Bolton says there's now no timetable.
We're going to be discussing the president's decision to withdraw, but to do so from northeast Syria in a way that makes sure that ISIS is defeated and is not able to revive itself and become a threat again.
A local sheriff says race does not appear to have been a factor in a drive-by shooting that killed a 7-year-old African-American girl. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez in Texas says they're still investigating the December 30th shooting of Jasmine Barnes, and he says it looks like a case of mistaken identity.
At this point, again, it does not appear that it was related to race.
A 20-year-old black man has been arrested, and another man has not yet been apprehended. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
There's been yet another airbag recall. If you own a Ford or Mercury, listen up as USA's Chris Barnes tells you which models and years are affected by the recall.
Ford recalling nearly a million vehicles that have the risk of flying shrapnel stemming from exploding airbag inflators. Seven different Ford and Lincoln models are named in this latest recall. Among them, the 2010 Ford Edge and Lincoln MKXs, 2010 and 2011 Ford Rangers, 2010 to 2012 Ford Fusions and Lincoln MKZs, 2010 and 2011 Mercury Milans, and 2010 to 2014 Ford Mustangs. Ford is urging anyone who owns one of those vehicles to bring it to a dealer as soon as possible for a no-cost airbag inflator replacement. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Concerns and outrage at a nursing home following an unexpected birth. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
Police are investigating a Phoenix nursing home where a woman in a vegetative state gave birth last month. Hacienda Healthcare has increased security since the boy was born, but many patients' relatives are angry and nervous. Angela Gomez says she's thinking of pulling her son out of the facility, but says her options are limited.
My heart hurts. My chest hurts. I haven't been able to sleep good at night because of what occurred here.
The woman who gave birth suffered severe brain damage in a drowning accident and had been at the facility for more than 10 years.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.